MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Thursday, April 13, 2023, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. Sunny today, temperatures near 80, high tide in Gloucester Harbor, 6.05 p.m. WCVB-TV Channel 5 in Boston is reporting that a mother and two-year-old child were rescued Wednesday night from a fire at an apartment complex in Danvers. Business confidence among Massachusetts companies has dropped to a six-month low amid employer concerns about inflation and the fallout from the banking crisis, according to a recent report. Salem News State House reporter Christian Wade writes that the statewide findings are similar to those on the North Shore. Jim Fleming resigned from the Salem School Committee earlier this month after serving on the board for nearly 20 years. Dustin Luca writes in today's Salem News that the school committee will take nominations for a new member this month, and the school committee, along with the city council, could name a new board member in May. The Swampscott Historical Commission held a public meeting last night to discuss the future of the General Glover House. The property will be the site of an apartment-slash-housing project. However, there is support in the community to save the original house that was built in the 1700s. The Daily Item reports that parts of the house could be restored or even moved to another location. The Glover House restaurant, once owned by the Athana family, closed in 2003. All Massachusetts communities are dealing with an affordable housing crisis. Here on the North Shore, Beverly City Councilor Hannah Bowen tells us that Beverly has been dealing with the housing issue for several years and has made progress, although there is still work to do in the city.
I think Beverly has a lot to be proud of in how we've already kind of navigated getting a little bit ahead of the curve on building the types of housing that people need. And so the development down on Rantoul Street and really zoning for some growth was really forward-looking and has enabled, I think, the renewal of that neighborhood and really sustaining our downtown through some really difficult times. You know, I think we've felt the pain of the last few years, but because we had some added housing capacity, had some space for small business, we've been able to get through the pandemic in the way that we have, in a way that many communities couldn't quite sustain. And so we're at this point now where that's all great. That's a lot to be proud of. The city has invested a lot in affordable housing, deeply affordable housing. You know, so that's all to the good. And the housing crisis that we're in more broadly in the region is not going away. And our efforts, you know, have not been fully matched by all of our neighbors yet. So the fact that that's now happening is going to benefit us as a city.
That's Beverly City Councilor at Large, Hannah Bowen. In news from around the region, Lawrence firefighters battled a triple-decker fire yesterday afternoon that displaced 9 residents, and schools are closed today in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, due to a video threat that was received, and according to local television news reports, the threat has not been resolved, so schools were closed today out of an abundance of caution. Sports next with Bill Newell.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
This is MSO Sports, bringing voice to the North Shore. The Red Sox lost to the Rays last night for the third straight time. Here's baseball insider Andy Carboni.
Well, it certainly hasn't been pretty, Bill. Last night in St. Petersburg, Red Sox lost 9-7 to the Rays. Chris Sale took the loss, giving up 6 runs and 4 innings of work. He's now 1-1 on the season with an 11.25 ERA. Rafael Devers did hit a 3-run homer, his 5th of the season. Rays now a perfect 12-0 on the season. Red Sox have lost 11 straight games at Tropicana Field. In this game, relief pitcher Zach Kelly left the game after injuring his elbow. Red Sox without outfielder Masataka Yoshida. He sat out with a strained hamstring, as he will probably sit out today's game as well. So this afternoon, the Sox wrap up a 7-game road trip, taking on the Rays at 1:10. Corey Kluber gets the ball for Boston. With a win today, the Rays will tie the 1987 Brewers for the best start in history at 13-0.
Thanks, Andy. The Bruins play in Montreal tonight. The Celtics will be opening their playoffs Saturday afternoon when they host the Atlanta Hawks. In North Shore sports and high school baseball, From yesterday, St. John's Prep was a 10-4 winner over Severian. Beverly handed Salem their first loss of the season, 11-8. Salem had only given up 2 runs in their first 3 games. Danvers shut out Winthrop 10-0 to improve to 2-2 on the season, while Hamilton Wenham beat Ipswich 7-2 behind the pitching of Drew Stewart. Spring sports are off to a good start at Hamilton Wenham High School. This is their athletic director, Craig Genualdo.
I think what's really helped so far is that the weather's been decent. You know, oftentimes this time in April, you're already behind the eight ball in terms of getting games made up and placing them in optimum situations, not in terms of trying to get things out of it, but just in terms of trying to accommodate people's senior dates and all that stuff. What I love about our league so much isn't, you know, we all have teams that are great every once in a while. We all have teams that make tournament runs, and we all have, you know, we have teams that win state tournaments, but it's not the same team in every sport every year by the same school. And I think that our league is unique. Maybe not unique, but I love our league. I love the athletic directors in our league because when there's a problem, we work together. And we have to look out for the interests of our own schools, but in weather situations and in different things in the spring, we have to just do what's best to get games in and make the best decision, even if it's not sometimes 100% the best thing for us. We have to do what's right. We're in these leadership positions for a reason. And so sometimes you have to be a little selfless, and I continue to be amazed at the people in our league that work together and just to, you know, try to get through a spring that where you navigate in April break, you navigate in senior days, you navigate in weather, you know, fields and all that.
Hamilton Wenham Athletic Director Craig Genualdo. That's sports. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Thank you for joining us here on this Thursday on North Shore Today. We are MSONewsSports.com, the North Shore's news and sports website, featuring North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7, the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows, hosting on Thursdays, North Shore Today, the area's multimedia, community-based daily magazine. Our connections feature interview segments. Spread the word about MSONewsSports.com as we support North Shore communities with our exclusive content, powered by Moynihan Lumber, Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.